Drummond, the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today, for the record, is Thursday, March 8th, 2018, approximately 9 a.m. We have two items on the agenda today. The first is the McWilliams Preliminary Plat and Performance-Based Development. The second item is the Camp Bow Wow Conditional Use Permit, and we'll hear those in that order. I received an amended agenda this morning. It looks like our third item, the Edgewater House CUP revocation, that has been withdrawn. Is that correct? Okay. So we'll proceed first with the plat and performance-based development. For those of you who have not been before me, the order in which we'll proceed on this, we'll hear first from the planning department. They'll provide a summary of the proposal, and they've prepared a staff report, which I have reviewed along with the exhibits that I've received so far. And then that will be followed by a presentation from the applicant, and then we'll open it up for public comment. And then the applicant will have an opportunity to address questions that arise, and the planning department sometimes has clarifications or further questions on the matter. And then once the hearing is closed, a decision is issued by me within 10 business days. So I think with that, we will hear first from the planning department on the plat proposal. Good morning.
My name is Jeff Smith. I represent the Department of Community Development.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
Yes, I do.
Great.
I'd like to first add the presentation into the record,
okay.
PowerPoint presentation.
Okay, so that's exhibit 34?
35.
34, okay. All right, and I've reviewed 1 through 33, which includes the staff report, and we'll just go ahead and hit all those.
Okay. The proposal today is a project that will provide homes for people who live in Kitsap County and new residents to Kitsap County. The proposal is to subdivide 29 acres into 152 lots. The project involves the construction of two private access roads, the McWilliams Road, stormwater treatment facilities, detention control facilities, utilities. The project includes open space, recreational amenities, and preserved areas for open space and associated buffers. The request is being reviewed pursuant to Title 16, Title 17, Title 12, and Title 19, and that is zoning, land segregations, stormwater, and critical areas. And the procedure is the hearing examiner is the decision authority, but makes a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners. The subject property is square-shaped. It includes an existing house and outbuildings. It's located on McWilliams Road on the north side. It's between State Highway 303 and Central Valley Road. This is State Highway 303, and then this is Central Valley Road. The property is bordered on the north by the Silverdale Mobile Home Estates, and on the west, the Grand Pine Subdivision. And this is the small Delilah Subdivision. To the south is the Collings subdivision that went to hearing in the early 2000s. The map that's on the screen is showing critical areas. It does not show a lot of the critical areas that are actually present on the subject property. This is a good view of the property. It's located at 700 McWilliams Road. And the property includes a stand of trees along the west, north side. The property had a conversion option permit approved for this. There was some thinning on the property in the lower south east corner. There are some historical agricultural uses that might have occurred on this property. There's some barns and outbuildings. There is a 60,000 square foot wetland on the northwest corner, and then a small category 4 wetland about approximately 2,000 feet in this general area. So this is a category 3 wetland, and then there's a small category 4 wetland. And the existing access is located here. This area was dedicated to public works, to the, I believe, the stormwater division. And across the road here, which is important, is the Collings plat. Due to the driveway alignment to the future access. The subject property is has a comprehensive plan amendment of urban medium. As well, the zoning is also urban medium, and that's 10 to 18 dwelling units per acre. The intent of this zone is to provide higher densities where urban services are provided or will be provided in the future. This is a map of the project. It shows the wetland areas as described before to the northwest, and the Category 4 wetland is in this general area. The property is broken up into three phases. The first phase is on the southwest side, second phase is on the southeast side, and then the last phase is in the back along the north property line. The department issued a mitigated determination of non-significance and put conditions on the environmental determination for addressing critical areas, wetlands, stormwater, and frontage improvements, and also included mitigation measures relating to stormwater infiltration, and then the frontage improvements are part of the mitigation. Go back a slide. The subject or the properties around the development site, they're urban restricted along the north, west, and part of the south side, and then also urban low, and that's 5 to 9 dwelling units per acre. Urban restricted is 1 to 5. And generally, urban restricted is where 50% or more of the site is covered with critical areas. So there are some pretty wet areas to the north of this property. The property will be served for water by the city of Bremerton, and will be served by sanitary sewer by Kitsap County, and is within the Central Kitsap School District. The primary access will be from McWilliams Road via The department provided proper public notice for this project, and there were 3 interested parties. But Bev Sanchez provided some written comments, and her concerns were that the plat should have a 10-foot no-cut buffer along the west property line, abutting the Grand Pine subdivision, the new plat should have enough parking that there's not going to be any parking on McWilliams Road. So the McWilliams Road has a functional classification as a minor arterial, so it's a heavily traveled road, and there would be very limited room for on-street parking along that roadway. The plat will have lots ranging from 3,000 to 4,000 square feet. There'll be attached homes with zero lot line construction. So the each home will have fee simple ownership of the land underneath it. The proposal will include 1,170 linear feet of frontage improvements. The excuse me. The plat will have private roads. The applicant wanted to have the option of dedicating the roads to the county at some time in the future if they were constructed to county standard. And I believe that's condition 43.
Yeah, it looks like the condition was tailored to address that.
And we'd like to strike condition number 32, which 47 was added. Okay. And then that would supersede 32.
So you would strike. What you're proposing is striking
32, and 47 is already added.
Right, got it. Yeah.
So the public works have based on transportation and access, they want to make sure that there's alignment between Juanita Circle Northeast, located to the south across the roadway. And it was conditioned by Public Works to provide curb ramps on the opposite side, just in case there is a potential for a crossing at that intersection. And the important clarification is that there's through the CEPA determination, and there's other areas where it's brought up that there'll be 14-foot travel lanes. In fact, and I think I noted that actually there'll be 11-foot travel lanes.
11?
Yeah. The frontage improvements will include a 5-foot sidewalk, 5-foot bike lane, and 11-foot travel lane. The building construction will be wood frame construction and range from 2 to 3 stories tall. And staff has an example later in the presentation. The roadways inside will be approximately 30 feet wide for the two travel lanes and sidewalks. There'll be the main of the roadways will be approximately 44 feet wide. It includes the travel lane, 12-foot travel lanes, and then it includes an 8-foot area for on-street parking, which you can see on this map. And also there's a set-aside parking for small lots, I guess you could say, set-aside parking throughout the plat.
It looks like there's 76 spaces. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. There are 76 on-street parking spaces. Mm-hmm. The project is required to have 304.
On the lots, yeah.
Yeah, total. And the project is consistent with the off-street parking standards. Stormwater will be provided by of bioretention cells and under drains. Landscaping is required to be 15%, and the project does exceed that. The proposal is reviewed through the Land Use Division and Development Standards. It would be 16.24040 urban standards, and that includes standards for public transit, non-motorized vehicles, or non-motorized facilities, off-street parking, fire protection, and landscaping. It's fairly consistent with the single family development standards in Title 17. Public transit has provided comments on this project, and they're showing an interest in constructing a shelter along the frontage of this property. The applicant provides street trees and internal landscaping throughout the plat, and the applicants chose to install drought-tolerant plants. And that includes some of the native Puget Sound lowland type species. The proposal is reviewed through the performance-based development standards, and the whole goal behind that is provide flexibility, provide clustering, and provide relief to standards in the zoning code, mainly setbacks and height. That's how it's applied. The project is required to have a minimum of 15% open space, and that is actually providing approximately 32% open space. When you add the landscape areas and the critical areas and critical area buffers, that's all part of an active and passive open space. There's a requirement for 5% of the set aside area of recreational areas. The project includes recreational areas throughout the development. There's a tot lot located here. There is an open play area here to the north along phase 3. And there are some passive areas located along this area, just like an open field. And it provides a trail system throughout the development. It could be for jogging or for walking. And there is a wetland viewing area associated with this project as well. And there's various open space areas, tracks throughout the area that provide some visual relief throughout the project. There'll be homeowners association that will be responsible for maintenance of the roads, stormwater, and the open space at this point in time. The project will have a net developable density of 11.71 dwelling units per acre, and the gross dwelling units per acre will be about 5 dwelling units. which is consistent with the zoning designation. So the based on the findings that are required to be addressed through the performance-based development section, about addressing compatibility with the neighborhood, and staff believes that this project will be compatible with the existing residential area, and the improvements made along the frontage will help improve the compatibility and public safety. The applicant's proposing screening around the northern boundary and just the natural vegetation that's retained along the outer boundary, as well as the wetland buffer averaging over here, will provide screening from the adjacent property owners and provide compatibility. Traffic will be mitigated through frontage improvements, and the sensitivity will be given to as far as alignment of the intersections with the adjacent intersections to the south, so there's proper alignment. So the staff has reviewed the project thoroughly from fire, stormwater, planning, transportation planning, and believes that this project won't be detrimental to the public health and safety of the neighborhood. So therefore, with the conditions of approval, staff recommends approval of this project.
Okay, thank you.
And one thing I'd like to leave you is one other thing was that there's a condition that was noted. I think it's condition 5. I was reviewing this building layout, and these areas are pretty close to the roadway, and those would be the rear yard setbacks. And since we're going to hearing, I recommend that this would be considered as maybe granting relief if necessary for those lots. These would be 95 and 96.
Lots 95 and 96.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is an example of the architectural elevations of the homes as constructed, showing the zero lot line would be through here and be split driveway construction. Any questions?
None at this time. No.
Okay.
Is there anyone else from the planning department today? Or okay. Would the applicant like to step up and present? Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name for the record?
Norm Olson.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do. Yes, my name is Norm Olson with NL Olson & Associates. I'm the project engineer. Excuse me. And here today also is Blue Architecture. They're the ones that have prepared the house plans that we're showing. And the owners here as well.
Okay.
Mainly I'm going to be here to answer questions because I assume there's going to be some. But I do want to say that, stress that this parcel is 29 acres, and the open space that's proposed is over 9 acres. It's 32% of the property is proposed to be open space. The originally this was thought this to be developed as 450 units of apartments. We wouldn't even need to be at a hearing if we were doing the apartments. So the density, we're only at the minimum density at 11, or just over. The minimum density is 10 units per acre. This project is 11.7 units per acre. So it can't get any less dense than this. And the units, they're They're going to be very attractive. They're not duplexes. What they are is attached housing, means the owners will own each house on their own lots, even though they're connected. I guess with that, I'll probably just see if there's any questions.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, it sounds like there's nothing further from the applicant at this time, so we'll open it up to public testimony. Do we have a sign-in sheet? I'll start with a sign-in sheet, but if there's anyone here who has not signed up and wishes to testify, you may certainly do so. All right, I have two people on here. The first, Larry, and so I don't forget, for any of you who wanted to get a copy of the recommendation, make sure that the hearing examiner clerk has a correct spelling on your email address. And even if you put it down here, just confirm with her that she has a correct spelling on that. Because sometimes, I know my handwriting is hard to read, and so just check with her if you want a copy. Is Larry Myers here? Good morning. So your name is?
My name's Larry Myers.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
Yeah, of course.
Great. Thank you.
I'm a property owner. I'm on the side over there.
So on the west side then?
Yes, the west side. The property there is around 900 feet deep, and we got the 300 feet in the middle. So anyway, we have that line at least surveyed, if not where my property line is, have it fenced. If the development doesn't fence that property, I will, but I'd like to have them at least have a line surveyed so I know where to put the fence.
You mean where to put your fence?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to see a fence between my property and I call it the branch property, with the high school, with Rosa's son and daughter-in-law. There's about a dozen deer that hang out in our yard because we have fruit trees. And we don't have to prune anything. They take care of all the pruning, that's for sure. And I'm concerned about dogs. Deer hate dogs. And so I have to fence that if the development doesn't. I was wondering if there's any requirement to fence that property. At least if the individual lots. These people are going to have animals living out in a rural area. And on my property, everybody that's north of me is property. It's fenced, so I don't have to worry about dogs coming in there. I have a concern about the intersection of McWilliams and Old Military. They've done a lot of improvements to that and made it a lot safer, but this will add a lot of traffic to that. And that's a concern, but I don't think there's anything we can do about it. I guess that pretty much handles what my concerns are.
Okay. One
more thing. I don't like the cars being parked on McWilliams Road further down toward Central Valley Road. And I'd like to see that a no parking area. There's plenty of parking inside the development to park cars. And if they can't handle all the cars that are parked in there, I think they ought to put more parking in there. The homeowners association, I guess, can take care of that.
Right. Could you clarify? Is your property, is it on the kind of on more towards the northwest in the middle or towards the south on the west side? East. Oh, it's on the okay.
East side.
And I'll let you step up if you need to clarify. But okay, so it's on the east.
Yeah. It's proper. Okay. Okay, it's, can you go back one more? Can you show the map? The map, it's like in a website.
Oops, sorry. Okay, how about that?
Is there a pointer he can use to point out that way so I know exactly?
Oh.
There we go. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. Right here. This is my house right here where I'm pointing.
Great.
And the property line runs 900 feet deep, and I'm 300 feet in and 300 feet more down.
Okay.
So, anyway, there's a lot of trees and stuff in here. I got a lot of fruit trees. They just absolutely love my apples, to tell you. I got about a dozen deer hang out in my place. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And Ms. Myers, it looks like you're also on the sign-up sheet. Did you wish to add anything? To clarify. Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else here? Those were the only two people on the sign-up sheet. Was there anyone else here from the public who wanted to testify? See someone in the back. Could you step forward so we can, otherwise we won't be able to catch it on the microphone.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a sign-up sheet.
Oh, that's fine. So your name for the record?
Nancy Van Buskirk.
Okay, and you swear to tell the truth today?
I'm sorry?
You swear to tell the truth today?
Oh, yes, I do.
Great. Can you spell your last name?
V-A-N, capital B-U-S-K-I-R-K.
Okay.
And I live in Silverdale Estates, and we're concerned about water coming down from that property, which we already have a problem with that, but I'm wondering if it's going to get worse. If they're going to build a fence along that, we're on the north side, the whole. So I'm wondering if there's going to be a fence built along that north side and what they're going to do about water runoff that comes down into the backyards of people on Saturn.
Okay. Their engineer is here, so he can follow up, I think, and provide some clarification on that.
Okay. And that's all I had.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else here from the public who wish to testify on the proposal? Okay, let the record reflect that there is not anyone else who wanted to testify. The applicant, did you want to take a 5-minute break to, or would you like to go ahead and come up to address comments that have been raised? Okay.
Norm Olson.
And you remain under oath.
Thank you. So the owners, this area right here, I think Mr. Myers' property is probably from here to here. So he's going to have a nice buffer on the north part of his property. And the owners, at least from about halfway, there's no sense fencing this area at all. But these areas, these houses right here, they'd be willing to fence that line probably about halfway up. So,
okay.
Regarding the drainage on Silverdale Estates, that's this area to the north. The owners of this project also own Silverdale Estates, and that's a park. I think it's senior housing park, and there is a known problem of drainage that has just been brought up. And this project, because we'll be developing this area right now, there's a significant amount of the site drains and comes right towards these houses that are in Silverdale Estates, and it is a real problem. But with the development of this and these ponds here, and then controlled release, we're going to have a conveyance system through Silverdale Estates. So that problem should be solved.
So it actually should be reduced then?
Oh, yes, significantly, okay. Or eliminated is the intent. so that problem.
So it'll be infiltrated on site then, or a large part of it?
We'll have as much infiltration as we can through mm-hmm. these bioretention cells, but the site is mainly glacial till, and so these ponds, these four ponds, are detention ponds. So, and then we have a conveyance to Mosher Creek through Silverdale Estates to the north, and then along McWilliams to the south. So,
okay.
But definitely one of the desired intents of this project is to solve the drainage in Silverdale Estates.
Okay.
And I guess, unless you have some questions.
No. So that will be fenced. That.
Yeah.
On the.
They agree this first. I don't know how. I can't tell how. It's probably a quarter mile, I guess. You know, so it'd be half of this property line. There's no sense fencing this area, mm-hmm. this wooded area. So just along.
Roughly about 10 homes up, kind of.
Can I zoom? Well, maybe. Oops. Yeah. Let's see. 10, 11, yeah, about the first 11 homes.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Is there any other, yes, you may step forward if there's clarification. And your name again for the record.
Larry Myers.
And you remain under oath.
I live on McWilliams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my property backs up to the development.
Mm-hmm.
And the first 300 feet going inland is on the right. It would be the east side. That is already fenced. The property owners there have fenced. So my concern is my property was not fenced. I've lived there since 1971, and there was 28 acres of woods over there, so I didn't worry about fencing it. But I guess what I'm saying is I don't know how much fencing are we putting in, but it doesn't look like very much because the first 300 feet are already fenced. The property's 900 feet deep. I'm the next 300. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Anyone else from the public? Okay. I think that's it. Unless did the applicant or plan department have anything further on this at this time?
Jeff Smith, Department mm-hmm. of Community Development.
Okay. And you remained under oath.
And I'd just like to point out a site feature that has been included in the preliminary approval or design is that there is a 10-foot vegetative strip along that property line.
Okay.
So that does provide a little bit of relief in addition to the fencing that's being considered.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else from the applicant? Okay. Thank you all for providing testimony. As I mentioned earlier, recommendation on this will be out within 10 business days of today. And again, if you all wish to receive a copy of that, please make sure the hearing examiner clerk has the correct spelling on your email address. So I think with that, we will close the hearing on this matter and then move to the conditional use permit proposal. Thank you all. Actually, do we need to take a 5-minute recess to allow for setup for the next one? Yeah, we'll take a 5-minute recess.